This podcast is sponsored by Feedback Frontier. Elevate your book's credibility with $50 editorial reviews and boost your traffic. Choose audio reviews for an added touch. Visit feedbackfrontier.com today.
A brief history timeline of book reviews every author should know. Discover the fascinating timeline of book reviews from ancient times to today's digital platforms and how authors can benefit today. A quick chat about the history of book reviews. Hey, so I want to share something pretty cool with you today, something any author should find pretty interesting. The history of book reviews. Yeah, that little thing we all hope lands on our work to help boost its visibility, or even shape how readers see it. It's something we often take for granted, but the story behind book reviews is actually pretty fascinating. Let's rewind way back to the ancient world. The idea of critiquing literature isn't new. Even the ancient Greeks and Romans had scholars who discussed and analysed texts. Think of Aristotle. He basically laid the groundwork for literary criticism, though it wasn't exactly the kind of book review we're used to scrolling through online today. Moving ahead to the Middle Ages, book reviews were rare because books themselves were scarce and mostly religious or scholarly manuscripts. They were hand-copied, so the chance for critique was limited to very small circles, usually monks or academics. Flash forward to the invention of the printing press in the 15th century, which really flipped the game. Suddenly, books were made available to a much wider audience, and the idea of public opinion began to develop around printed works. By the 17th and 18th centuries, the first real book review publications appeared. The Monthly Review and The Spectator are two notable examples. They'd offer critiques that could help a book find success or fall flat before broader audiences. The reviews became a key part of the literary ecosystem, helping readers discover books and helping authors understand what worked or didn't. Then, in the 19th century, with the rise of newspapers and magazines, book reviews became even more widespread. Some of the most influential book review sites or columns you'd recognise today actually descend from this era. Think about the New York Times Book Review, which launched in 1896, and still today it sets the gold standard in many ways. So what about now? The internet has completely transformed book reviewing. Instead of waiting for the Sunday paper or a specialised journal, authors can submit their work to countless book review sites and book review blogs that cater to every genre imaginable. The digital age allows readers to leave instant feedback, and services offering free book reviews or paid book review services have popped up all over the place. If you're an author wondering how to get book reviewed today, the process may feel a little overwhelming with so many options. That's where smart platforms come in, making it easier to handle book review submission without getting lost. One that really stands out is Feedback Frontier. It helps authors connect with a network of reviewers who can provide honest and constructive reviews, helping you build visibility and trust with potential readers. It's interesting to think about how reviews started from a few learned critics and expanded to a global community where anyone with an opinion can share their take. Of course, this has pros and cons. More voices can mean more perspectives, but also more noise. Still, the core purpose remains the same, to help readers decide what's worth their time and to help authors improve. So whether you're just starting out or you've got a shelf full of books, understanding this timeline can really help you appreciate the role of reviews today. The tools and platforms available right now are pretty powerful if you use them correctly. If you want to really get your book noticed, you might want to check out Feedback Frontier and get ahead of the crowd by finding the right reviewers faster. It's like having a trusted friend in the book reviewing world, helping you move forward with confidence. In a nutshell, book reviews have been a critical part of the writing and publishing landscape for centuries, and they're only becoming more important as we grow more connected and digital in how we consume literature. Get your book reviewed today at Feedback Frontier and experience the benefits of honest feedback and increased exposure for your work.